Paramount Pictures and Lakeshore Entertainment present a Marcus Vischiedi production. A Tom DiCillo film. The Real Blonde. Starring Matthew Modine as Joe. Catherine Keener as Mary. Daryl Hannah as Kelly. Maxwell Caulfield as Bob. Elizabeth Berkeley as Tina. Marlo Thomas as Blair. Bridget Wilson as Sahara. Buck Henry as Dr. Leuter. Dennis Leary as Doug. The camera lingers over a photograph featuring a well-toned male and female model. With Christopher Lloyd as Ernst and Kathleen Turner as Dee Dee Taylor. The intense brown eyes of a pouting and chiseled male model stare out of the photograph. The face of the young female blonde model gazes intently at the camera and slowly changes colour from hues of pink to black and white and then sepia tone. The blonde is clutching the chiselled hunk to her semi-naked body, discreetly covering her breasts with his head as he kneels down before her. Both are naked except for their underpants. Written and directed by Tom DiCillo. The image shatters into broken pieces, which fall away, revealing a view over the Manhattan skyline on a fine day. In a gutter lies some broken glass. It's come from the smashed side window of a car. An elderly woman passing by is reflected in the window as she comments on it.
What the hell is wrong with people? Huh, buddy? Doesn't it seem like everybody's getting stupider and stupider? They have to be breaking somebody's window. Huh, buddy?
The woman is talking to the dog that she's walking down the street.
What you're thinking about? You just want to eat. Let's go now, because I got to get to work. You hold on to that ball. What do you think you're going to have for breakfast this morning, huh? Bacon and eggs?
There's a green fire escape running up the side of the building opposite, ending at an apartment window. Inside its bedroom...
What are you? A cat or a rabbit?
Kitty cat.
No. You're a rabbit. A fuzzy-headed little rabbit.
Mm. You've got a hard on.
No, I don't.
You do, too.
Mary, don't you think I'd know it if I had a heart on?
And what's this?
That's a carrot I keep to feed the little rabbit with.
Come on, Joe, stop. I don't have time. We'll do it tonight, okay?
Okay. If that's what you want, I'll stop.
He caresses her.
Oh, all right, quick. Get the rubber carrot, boy.
Well, let's just do it without.
No, come on, I don't want to get pregnant. All right. No.
All right, calm down, I get it, just a second.
Help! Help! Somebody help me, please!
Half naked, Mary runs to the window.
Help! That man stole my dog!
Joe, call the police!
What's the matter?
Oh my God, someone just stole this woman's dog! Call the police!
Joe angrily gets up. Mary spots the thief through binoculars.
I see you, you prick! We're calling the police, ma'am!
He stole my dog! Buddy! Buddy!
Now another more upmarket apartment building, overlooking a busy street junction. Bob wakes up in bed and rubs his eyes. He looks around in tired confusion and then rolls over to take a peek at the young woman lying next to him. He tentatively raises himself from the bed, revealing the beautiful blonde woman Sahara lying next to him. She's still asleep, her long golden locks spread over the pillow. Bob quickly pulls on his clothes and heads for the door. Above the bed is a poster advertising perfume. It features Sahara, who's now woken up.
Hey, where are you going?
Sorry, babe. Got a split.
Oh, well, don't you want some breakfast?
No, no time for that. What's with this lock?
You turn it to the left. To the left. Am I going to see you again?
Oh, sure, of course, babe. I'll give you a call sometime. Take it easy, eh?
Do you like rollerblading?
She flops down onto the pillow.
Shit.
Mary and Joe.
Joe? Is this blouse too revealing?
Look at this. Here's Joe Schmo, talented new actor, and here's Miss Quim, talented new actress.
Joe.
He's standing on the street in an overcoat, and she's lying on the floor in her underwear with her boobs hanging out.
So?
What do you mean, so? Here it is, 25 years after women's liberation, and women are still being reduced to selling themselves as sex objects.
Maybe she doesn't feel reduced. Maybe she feels proud of her sexuality, right?
Well, maybe he's proud of his sexuality. Why isn't he crawling across the floor with his balls hanging out? And what do boobs have to do with acting? Nothing. I'm gonna write a book about this.
You're not working today?
Yes, I'm working. I'm working at lunch, and then I have that audition with the casting director at 3.
Right. Oh, good luck, hon.
Thank you.
Listen, I still need a check for the rent.
What? Again?
Yeah, it kind of works that way, you know, once a month. Oh, remember, we have dinner with Reina and Alex tonight, and I think they're bringing the baby.
All right, I'll meet you after the audition.
Good luck, honey.
Bye.
The dry cleaners.
There you are, Mr. Bob. Clean press. Very nice.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit, Jack.
Oh, no, it's a very nice tuxedo.
It's a piece of shit. And I'll tell you something. The next time I come in here, I'll give it to you.
Oh, no, Mr. Bob, keep your tuxedo.
No, it's yours. Little souvenir from me to you. You know what that means, souvenir?
Yes, I think it means you are full of shit.
Keep going to night school.
Walking to work, Mary passes a drunk.
Looking good today, sugar tits.
She walks past the dry cleaners and Bob, who's coming out. Back at the apartment, Joe's preparing for his audition.
Hello, Miss Taylor. It's Dee Dee, isn't it? It's really great to meet you. Thank you for seeing me. But how could you miss me? I'm standing right in front of you. What I'm going to do for you today, Miss Taylor, is one of Hap's speeches from Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman.
Standing in his long red silk dressing gown, he gets into character.
You know, Biff, sometimes I want to just rip my clothes off in the middle of that store and outbox that goddamn merchandise manager. I mean, I can outbox, outrun, and outlift anybody in that store. And I have to take orders from those common, petty sons of bitches till I can't stand it anymore. You see, everybody around me is so false. I'm constantly lowering my ideals. Hello, Miss Taylor. It's Dee Dee, isn't it?
In a large and busy photographic studio, two muscular, bare-chested male models are leaning against a motorbike chatting. The photographer Blair comes through.
Where are the biker boys? All right, biker boys. Show me those abs. Okay. Flex, 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 flex. That's what we want. Beautiful, bright, chunky abs. Yes. All right. Oil the abs.
The men have their chests oiled as Blair goes through to the makeup room.
I want a boa constrictor or a python. Morning, ladies. 10 minutes.
Morning.
Let's go.
Sahara.
I don't know, Mary. I'm sort of giving up on the whole human race.
Why, honey? What's the matter?
Everybody is so superficial. I am sick of it. I am sick of all this superficial bullshit. I'm a very spiritual person.
Are you really?
Oh, very spiritual. Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
The cartoon?
Oh, it's not just a cartoon, Mary. If you look just a little closer, you will find a spiritual message in every single one of Walt Disney's films.
Can we please change this fucking music?
Oh, sure, baby. What do you want to hear? Hole? Snoopy Dog Dog?
Anything. Okay, Christ. Douche would be better than this shit. It's depressing.
Is douche good?
I'm not going to be able to work with this depressing shit all night. It's 10 o'clock and I'm already depressed. I look depressed, don't I?
No. You look beautiful.
Now, Joe is walking down a street with a wrapped-up tuxedo over his shoulder. There's a young teenage girl walking a little way in front of him. As she passes by an old man, he blows kisses at her.
Hey, little baby. Come here, sweetheart.
Hey, what the hell's the matter with you?
What?
Don't what me. You know what I'm talking about. What if that was your granddaughter? Huh? You old fucking scumbag.
Just leave me alone.
As the old man scuttles off, Joe notices a beautiful blonde woman sitting by the open window of a cafe next to him. She looks at Joe and then looks away demurely. Joe thinks for a moment. Jesus. He goes inside to sit with her.
Excuse me. Do I know you?
No, I don't think so.
God, the way you smiled at me, I feel like I've known you my whole life.
So sweet. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
You don't sound very happy about it.
Well, I love my girlfriend very much. It's just that I don't think that she understands me in a real emotional or sexual way.
Yeah, I sense that in you. You know, this is gonna sound really crazy, but I feel like I've known you my whole life, too.
Really?
I'd like to give you a blowjob right now.
Right now?
Do you mind?
Joe snaps back to reality and keeps on walking. Now, inside a large art gallery, Joe and Bob are in their tuxedos.
You didn't go in. No, I didn't go in. I'm in a relationship. I can't go sniffing every bird that flies by.
She was a real blonde.
Kind of hard to tell from the street, Bob.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I met this model last night. I thought she was blonde. Till we got back to her place and turned out she was fake. Straight out of a bottle. It's too bad. She was sweet, too.
What? You're not going to see her again just because she dyes her hair?
Let's go. All right, let's look sharp. Come on.
An older man in a tux.
All right. Gentlemen, front and center. Everyone pay attention. You've been divided into 8 2-man squads. First man in pours the red wine. Second man in serves the finger food, and it is called finger food precisely because it is to be eaten with the fingers. No utensils. Any questions?
Ernst, I have a question. Are you wearing a girdle? Because your ass looks incredible in those pants.
No, I am not wearing a girdle, but you can be assured that if I catch any of you faggots looking at my ass, I'll fire the whole fucking lot of you.
Hey, Ernst, we're not all gay here, you know.
That, my dear straight friend, is your problem. To your stations.
Ernst walks to the head of the queue of young men. Inside a large and airy dining room, the rich and fabulous of New York are having lunch. Light pours in the room's tall windows, illuminating Joe and the others as they busily serve the food under Ernst's watchful gaze. As Joe pours some wine, Ernst sidles up to him. He discreetly takes him to one side.
What is your name?
Joe Finnegan.
Why, did I hire?
Yes, you did. I was recommended by Bob.
Never let the neck of a bottle touch the rim of the glass. And smile, for God's sake. You look like you're at a fucking funeral.
Ernst camply shakes his head and walks away. Bob is quietly flirting with some lady diners. Then he goes and joins Joe.
Oh, my balls are killing me.
Why?
That model I was with last night. She was like an animal. 19. One of those tight glasses you just want to take a bite right out of.
Jesus.
Where'd you meet her?
This bar, TNA. I'll take you down there. All the chicks there are these gorgeous high-class models. Even the waitresses.
If they're such high-class models, what are they doing waitressing?
Hey, you're doing it.
So are you.
Not for much longer, pal. Guess who just got a part on a soap?
Get out of here.
Passion Crest. Recurring character, Dirk Drake.
I wouldn't do a soap. It's not even acting.
$3,600 a week? Act that, you sorry broke-ass fucking waiter.
The photo session.
Feel the jeans there. Come on. Feel those jeans, yeah. Feel it. Come on. Go for it. You know where it is. Let's go. You're not with me, Sahara. Come on, Sahara. I kill the fan. Sahara, you know that I love you.
Yes.
And you know that you're my favorite.
Oh, yes.
That's why I want you to go deeper for me. I want the pure essence of your sexuality.
I thought that's what I was doing.
You are. But this woman is... She's fearless. Just like you. She's bold. She can do something a little kinky. Maybe a little dirty sexually. And be absolutely fine with it. You understand?
I think so.
Good. Good.
Maybe you should just shoot her getting fucked by a poodle.
What? Why a poodle?
I've always wanted a Jack Russell.
Joe and Bob.
You ever feel like fooling around? Sure. Sometimes I get the urge, you know, just like everyone else. But basically, I'd say that Mary and I are pretty happy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know, sex is good. Could be a little better. Sometimes I wish Mary was a little bit more...
What?
I wish sometimes that she'd just go a little bit wild, like you said that model did. Go crazy on me. See, I need that, Bob.
Well, come on, man. Look on the bright side. You got stability, right? Some people need that. All right, I'm heading this way.
Hey, when do you start the soap?
Tomorrow morning, my friend.
I guess I won't be seeing you.
Oh, hey, come on. We'll get together. I'll give you a call sometime.
Bob saunters off.
Dirk Drake, huh? Passion Crest!
$3,600 a week!
Mary's with her therapist.
What is wrong with people, you know? Every day it seems like everybody's just getting stupider and stupider.
You seem rather agitated today, Mary.
I am agitated. I am. You know, every morning I pass this guy in the street and he always makes some disgusting comment to me.
Why don't you take a different route?
Because I don't want to take a different route. Why should I let that scumbag dictate how I live my life? Mm-hmm. What I feel like doing is taking him by the hair and smashing his face right into the sidewalk.
Perhaps we could find a more productive outlet for your anger. Another female patient of mine is taking a self-defense class that is quite unique.
I don't need self-defense.
Hear me out, Mary.
Okay.
The instructor has apparently devised a series of exercises designed to help women cope with the more ordinary rudenesses they encounter on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to get his telephone number for you, and you call him when you feel like it. A physical activity like this might alleviate some of that hostility you have for men.
Mary's surprised.
Am I hostile towards men?
We'll talk about that next week.
Oh, okay.
And might I add, that blouse you were wearing is especially becoming.
Thank you, Dr. Loiter.
The sun casts shadows across Manhattan. Joe is auditioning in D.D. Taylor's office.
Biff. Sometimes I want to just rip my clothes off in the middle of that store and outbox that goddamn sales merchandise manager. I mean... Ah! Sorry, I forgot my line.
Oh, that's all right.
Really? Really it is.
Joe. So, we have a little problem with your credits here. I mean, there's no TV, no commercials, no soaps.
I'm not that interested in doing soap operas.
Really? Why's that?
Well, it's not even acting, is it? I mean, not the kind of acting that I want to do. It's fake. It's stupid.
Well, it's clear that you and I have absolutely nothing to talk about. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Miss Taylor. What did I say?
Oh, Christ. What every other no-name, no-credit actor says when he comes through that door. I mean, who the hell do you think you are? Tom Cruise? Well, you're not. And believe me, you're stupid if you think that I would hire any actor who wasn't damn willing to work.
Well, you misunderstood.
This is a business. If you don't understand that, then you don't belong in it. Go away.
You're right. Miss Taylor. This is a business. I understand that. I'm beginning to understand that. I didn't mean that I wouldn't work on a soap. If there was something that you thought I could do, of course I would do it. Really, I would love to work on a soap.
How old are you?
35.
35. No credits, no agent. All right, let's get real, Joe. Have you got a bathing suit?
I could get one.
Good. There's a Madonna video coming up. Kind of a beach theme. You might be right for it. Unless, of course, you don't do music videos.
Of course I do. That'd be great, Miss Taylor. Or is it Dee Dee?
Thanks, Joe. I'll be in touch.
Bob is in a porno store perusing the shelves.
Hey, guys, come on back and see Siobhan, New York's hottest blonde. She's a college girl majoring in sexy, sexy, sexy. That's right, you barely know the hotel
in Curtis. This, college chick, she a real blonde?
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Sexy, sexy chick, man. Like Madonna, but blonde. Very blonde.
Nice. I'll take a box for it.
Bob takes some tokens and heads to the booth at the back of the store. He drops a token in a slot. He leans his face against the small window inside the booth, and a screen slowly rises. He looks enrapt. Nighttime. Joe and Mary are with their friends Alex and Raina in a busy and unpretentious diner. Mary is holding a toddler on her lap as her food is served.
I love her.
We love her too, don't we, Cassiopeia?
Hey there, little Cassie.
Oh, we don't call her Cassie, Joe. We have a strict rule. Her whole name or no name at all.
I'm sorry. That's a good rule.
It's so great to see you guys. It's been too long. We've been absolutely crazed since Alex's show.
Absolutely crazed. I'm in three galleries now. The paintings are selling so fast. I don't even have time to stretch a canvas. If you need a job, Joe, I could put you to work tomorrow.
Why? Thanks, I got a job.
You know, I don't think we've seen you since Il Piano. Oh, my God, I love that movie. Wasn't that a great movie?
A great, great flick. One of the best, really.
That movie was a piece of shit.
Raina.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Come on, it was nothing but a glorified romance novel. Spirited, sensuous young woman leaves her uptight husband for the man of her dreams. A masculine, but sensitive, native with earrings and tattoos.
Sorry, Joe, but I think you completely missed what this film was about.
Oh, what was it about?
Well, it was about a lot of things. It was about courage, freedom. It was about unrestricted, unconditional, primal love.
Yeah, you're way off on this, man.
I'm just curious. Has anyone seen The Little Mermaid?
Besides, it was only on every top 10 list in the country.
So what? What are those two going to do for the rest of their lives? Stand around and stare at each other all loving and unconditional? Do you think that they'll ever have a real argument the way that real people do? Do you think that she would ever say to him, "Hey, Kimba, you know, I really love your masculine sensitivity, but you think that just once you could remember to lift the toilet seat before you take a piss?"
I completely agree with you. My boyfriend loved that movie so much, I broke up with him.
Which movie?
Il Piano?
Yeah, well, what the hell was that movie all about?
I liked it.
You liked Harvey Keitel.
Everyone in the diner starts to discuss it.
But what else was there to like about it?
What are they talking about?
Il Piano.
Great photography.
No. That little girl bugged me. If I had a daughter like that, I'd kick her fucking ass.
Yeah.
Ask me something. You don't wait for the ages that are
right?
Well,
as it should be. Who the hell wants to see a man nude? Who cares?
I thought it was incredible. I cried through most of it.
You did cry, and I was proud of you.
Next, Joe and Mary get ready for bed.
You went on and on and on about it. I mean, it was a little embarrassing.
Well, I just didn't feel like listening to him blab about his paintings all night. Did you hear that little dig about a job?
What dig?
That I could come work for him stretching canvases. What do I look like, a fucking handyman?
Joe, why are you so angry? Did your audition go badly? Is that it?
No, actually, it went great. I really nailed the monologue. And afterward, she looked at my resume and said, you don't have any soaps on here. And I said, I know I don't. You want to know why? Because I don't consider that acting.
You said that?
Yep. And you know what? She may have something for me already.
What?
A Madonna video.
Joe, that's fantastic. I mean, that could lead to something. And it's money, right?
That's right, Mary. That's what I'm learning. It's a business. It's all a business.
And guess what? I might take a self-defense class.
Why?
Well, Dr. Loiter said it might help me deal with my hostility.
Your what?
The assholes on the street.
Oh, well, that's great. So that's what you guys talk about in there?
That and other things. Why?
Just curious.
Mary gets into bed.
Bob got a job on a soap. He's not doing the catering anymore. He told me he met this blonde model. They went back to her place and had kinky sex all night.
Is that what you'd like? Kinky sex with a blonde model?
Well, she wouldn't necessarily have to be a model.
What, I'm not kinky enough for you?
I never said that.
You implied it.
I did not. I was simply telling you about what happened to Bob. Of course you're kinky. You're very kinky. Okay? Except we both know that sometimes I have to...
What?
Well, you know.
No.
Initiate things.
You do not. What about this morning?
Well, actually, if you recall, I suggested that we make love, and your first response was no.
Christ, I thought we had a pretty healthy sex life, and now you're telling me you're bored with me?
Can we just hold on a second? The only thing that I'm suggesting is that perhaps we could be a little bit more spontaneous.
How?
Well, for one thing, by not having to wear a rubber all the time.
I'm sorry, Joe. I don't want to get pregnant.
It just seems a little bit odd to me that for somebody who's so against getting pregnant, you seem to be infatuated with babies. I mean, Christ, you were all over that little tapioca.
Cassiopeia. And so what? I like babies. I just don't want to have one of my own.
That's great.
Why, do you want to have a baby?
No.
I'm not going to have a kid until we can afford it.
What does money have to do with it?
You don't have any.
Other people have kids. How do they do it?
Either they hire somebody or one of them stays home and takes care of the baby. Are you going to do it? If you think I'm going to give up my career, you're crazy.
What are we talking about this for?
You brought it up.
No, I didn't. I was talking about something completely different.
Well, what were you talking about?
Let's just drop it, okay?
And now you're all pissed off.
What makes you say that?
They get on with their bedtime reading. 2 weeks later, the sun catches on the Empire State Building as it rises over the city. Bob is in bed with Sahara.
You know that I never thought I'd see you again.
I told you I'd call you, didn't I?
Yes, but I thought maybe you didn't like me.
Hey, what's not to like?
Do you like my eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like my body?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like my hair?
Bob freezes.
Do you? What's the matter?
Nothing.
No, come on, what's the matter?
Excuse me.
Bob, wait. What's wrong?
God damn it, I said nothing was wrong.
A pigeon lands outside Mary's kitchen window.
There's a message. Did you hear this?
No, it's probably for you.
Hi, this is Madonna. It's Wednesday, about 2:55. Sorry for calling so late. I'm trying to reach Joe Finnegan. Joe, can you please call me immediately at 555?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you really think it's her?
Of course it's her. Who else would it be? She's probably calling about the video.
You know, Joe, Madonna is an international superstar. I mean, I seriously doubt she's going to call you at home. At the very least, she'd have her assistant call, right?
Mary, I've heard she gets personally involved in all of her projects. She probably saw my picture on the wall and said, hey, maybe I'll feature Joe Finnegan in my video.
All right. All right, we'll call her.
Well, it's only 9:00. She's probably still sleeping.
Oh, okay. I'm going then. Hey, call me if you reach her.
Oh, I will.
Bye.
Joe slowly gets up from the dining table and walks to the kitchen area with his eyes fixed on Madonna's number. Then, He picks up the phone. Mary's walking to work.
Hey, baby, come sit on my face.
Oh, grow up, you stupid asshole.
Get angry, baby, I like it. Makes my dick hard. See?
Mary turns around and puts down her makeup box. She points at the man and fires an invisible ray at his crotch.
Why do you say that shit, huh? Why?
God, stop! Stop, please!
No, I'm not gonna fucking stop until you tell me why you say it. Do you think you're gonna meet women this way? You think some woman is gonna turn around and say, hey, there's a fucking guy I'd like to go out with?
No, no, I'm just a coward. A miserable fucking coward.
Mary turns to the crowd that has gathered and they flee. Back in reality, Mary walks on.
Dirk, I'm so happy I could cry.
Don't even think of it, Deanna.
I wish I could tell Mother about the wedding.
We will, as soon as she's out of the coma.
But Dirk, that could take forever.
Until then.
Bob is in a hammy but passionate kiss with a tall blonde, Kelly. They're on a bed inside a pastel-coloured bedroom. They're being watched by cameras and a TV crew inside a recording studio.
Cut! What's next, sis?
Page 35, living room. Garth finds out Sandy is his sister. 20 minutes to set up.
Okay! Let's hear it. Bye!
Looking weary, Bob enters his dressing room with a yawn. He flops down onto a sofa and opens a magazine. Inside, he sees a photo of Sahara.
Enter.
Hey, Bob. Whoa, great fucking abs, man.
Thanks, Roy.
We should work out together sometime.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, did you see the ratings are up 3 points?
Saw that.
Yeah, yeah, keep that up, Holmes. Yeah. Hey, did you sign those contracts yet?
Any day, Roy.
Fucking Valentino, man.
Bring me no more reports. Let them fly all. Till Burnham Wood removed to Dunsinane. What's the boy, Malcolm?
You decent?
Was he not...
It's Kelly.
Yes.
Too bad.
She's wearing a negligee.
Ah, Deanna. I see your innocence is merely a part you play.
Huh. You're a good actor, Bob.
Thanks. Thank you. And so are you.
I know I am. You know, we could have done a lot more with that scene.
Which scene?
The kiss.
Are you kidding? That little tickle thing you did with your tongue? I swear. I didn't have on 3 pairs of underwear. I might have knocked over a light stand.
Shut up.
Oh, damn, Kelly. You're a nice girl. Too bad you're not real blonde.
What are you talking about?
Don't even try to bullshit me, Kelly. I know a real blonde when I see one.
Well, then you must be fucking blind.
Wait a second. You telling me that you are a real blonde?
Head to toe. Want to see my driver's license?
No. I don't want to see your driver's license.
She walks up close to Bob and raises her negligee. Bob pulls her panties out an inch and peers in.
Satisfied?
Close the door.
She kicks the door shut with her foot. Then she gives Bob a look, and her head drops down. A busy Manhattan intersection. Joe is walking along with his tuxedo wrapped up over his shoulder. Next, Mary and Sahara are in the makeup room at the photo studio.
You ain't gonna get it. Where are you? I just called you.
Oh, hey. Mary.
Oh, my God. What happened to you?
I,
And yesterday I went rollerblading with this guy I just met, and somehow I got too close to him and his elbow hit me in the eye. I know it was my fault if you're really stupid.
Jesus.
But can you cover it,
please? Oh my God, you cannot believe what I am going through with those freaking snakes. Oh my God.
Johnny Blair, I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
Is it real?
Yeah, it's real.
Yes.
Mary, well, you have to get rid of
it. It's not the bruise. I can cover the bruise. The problem is the swelling. I mean...
Oh, no, I've got to shoot today. I've booked those snakes a month in advance.
Well, you're just going to have to shoot her with a black eye then.
Oh, are you crazy?
Blair is suddenly inspired.
Darker, darker. Bruise is truth. We must never hide it.
Yes.
Bring in the serpents. Yes. Now wrap them around their legs.
Sahara and another model, Kiki, have been made up with bruises.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's it. Everybody clear. Everybody clear. Let's shoot. Let's shoot. Roses! Right now! More!
Rose petals rain down on the semi-clad models.
Yes! Oh, yes! Powerful. Powerful. No blame, Sarah. No blame, Kiki.
Two large snakes are writhing around the models' bodies. Next, Joe's having his photo taken in some swim shorts.
Side. Hold it right there.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Dee Dee Taylor comes into the room.
Where is... yeah. Oh, Jim, hi.
No, Joe Finnegan.
Joe, I'm sorry. Joe, of course. Missy, get a shot of his back. Would you turn around? Mm-hmm. Good. Now, Joe, could you, give me something sexy, a look.
Sexy?
Yeah, no, sexy. You know, sexy. You know, be confident. Oh, okay. That's good. Thanks.
Hey, excuse me, Dee Dee. Did Madonna speak to you about me?
About you? No, why?
Well, it's a funny thing, but I got a phone call I left on my answering machine, and I keep calling, but there's never an answer at the number she left.
Well, what do you suppose it was about?
I assumed that it had something to do with this video. You know, maybe she wanted to give me a special cameo or something.
So there were no special cameos in the video. We'll try and get you in the front row, huh? And so you've got the address, got the bathing suit. Be prepared to spend all day.
Okay, great. I'm excited. Dee Dee, are there any soaps coming up I could audition for?
Not right now.
Any plays or films?
Not at the moment. You know, Joe, do you think you could play a rapist?
Yeah, I think so.
How about a serial killer?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could do that.
I think you could, too. You're young, you're hip, you're sexy. I think you'd be perfect for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep my eye out for that kind of role, and as soon as I find something, I'll let you know.
Great! Thanks, Dee Dee!
Dee Dee's assistant, Missy, takes the Polaroid snap of Joe and pins it on the wall. It's one of hundreds of identical-sized photos of young men in bathing trunks. Nighttime in Manhattan. Ernst comes scuttling down a corridor, fussing around a line of busy, tuxedoed waiters. He walks into a large art gallery, dotted with sculptures, where VIP diners are seated.
Good morning. It's hot out near Buffalo.
Joe is carefully serving strawberries onto a diner's plate. Unnoticed, he accidentally spoons cream onto the man's shoulder.
Joe! Alice, look, it's Joe!
You're right, it is Joe. Hey there, buddy.
What are you guys doing here?
I'm on the board because the Met bought six of my paintings.
Oh. You're getting stretched all right, huh?
This is so funny, Joe. You're working.
Yeah, I gotta pay the bills.
Great tuxedo, man.
Thanks, it's secondhand. Hey, you know what? I'm doing a Madonna video tomorrow.
I love Madonna. You know, we know her.
Yeah, she called me. She wants me to do a special featured cameo or something.
That is just like her. Tell her I said hi.
I will.
And tell Mary we should get together real soon.
Joe notices Ernst lurking. He rushes back to surreptitiously clean the cream from the other man.
Excuse me, sir. Is there anything else I can get you? Perhaps some more whipped cream?
No, thank you, Captain. Gotta keep ship shape for all these fillies around here. You know what I mean?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Ernst drags him away.
What are you doing?
He asked me about the strawberries, how they got so big.
Never, never touch a guest. Never.
I'm sorry, Ernst. Nobody told
me. Okay. Just go.
Mary's self-defense lesson.
Let's begin today by reviewing a few facts. Men are physically stronger than women. This is not a criticism of your gender, ladies. It is a fact. Fact. You, as women, are vulnerable. Vulnerable, but not helpless. This class will provide each and every one of you with a simple and effective means of self-defense in the event of a physical assault. Fact. There are other types of assault. Verbal harassment on the streets, blatant groping and fondling in public places, all the behavioral tics that make men so irresistible. Now, my research has shown that these assaults can be equally damaging if the rage and the frustration that they arouse are not released. And to that end, I have developed a series of patented exercises designed to increase your RRQ. Class?
Rage release quotient.
Good. Sheila, why don't you come up to the front of the class, please?
A meek young woman approaches Doug.
Now, remember, you can respond however you feel, okay? If you wish to scream, scream away. If you feel like striking me, go ahead and do so. Understand?
I think so.
All right. Let's begin. Looking good, sweet meat.
Sheila smiles nervously.
Sweet meat? Did you hear what I said? Do you like being called sweet meat?
No.
Does it make you angry?
Yes.
How angry?
Very angry.
Okay. How do you feel?
Better.
Good. Wait, she waited. Okay, Mary. Come to the front, please.
Mary makes her way up to Doug.
Let's begin. Man, you got some sweet little ass on you, Cupcake.
Shut the fuck up!
Let me take a nice little bite out of that sweet little ass cupcake.
She tries to hit Doug, but he easily deflects her blows.
Okay. That was great.
At home...
He brought me up to the class, and he's telling me, you know, just go ahead and do whatever you feel like doing. I mean, it was just incredible. I started punching and swinging at him. I mean, I never knew it would feel this good to hit somebody, you know?
That's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. And this teacher is so fantastic. He said I have a really high RRQ.
RRQ?
Rage, release, question. He said I have the highest in the class. 99.3.
Maybe I should take that class. You know, Alex and Raina were at that dinner tonight. He made a comment about my tuxedo and I wanted to kill him. Felt like such an idiot standing there having them seeing me working as a waiter.
Come on, Joe. It's what you do.
It's not what I do.
Okay, it's not what you do. But it's how you pay the rent. Huh? And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, everybody has to work.
Well, I'm sick of this shit. I feel like my life's going nowhere.
Joe, your life is going somewhere. I mean, you did this great audition for Dee Dee Taylor. She immediately got you a job with pay. Did you ever get through to Madonna?
No, I've been calling all day. It's the story of my life. Nobody's home.
Come on, Joe. You just gotta stick with it, you know? I mean, you're a great actor.
She gets into bed with Joe.
I know you're gonna make it.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Mary, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Me too, Joe.
They kiss one another.
Hey, feel like fooling around?
I don't know. I'm not really in the mood.
Come on, let's do it.
I don't like a kind of big day tomorrow. I don't want to go in looking too tired.
Come on. We're not building the pyramids here.
Come on,
I won't wear you out, I promise.
Come on. I'm serious. Come on, stop.
Jesus, you don't have to get all pissy.
I'm not getting all pissy. I'm just not in the mood.
Okay, fine.
There aren't machines that you can turn off and on by the flick of a switch, you know?
I get the point, Joe.
She puts on her glasses and picks up her book.
Now you're angry?
I'm not angry. Next time I'm not in the mood, don't give me any shit, okay?
Sitting up in the bed, they both start to read their books, struggling to get a little more of the duvet. One day later, the sun reflects off the Empire State Building, standing proud, with the Hudson River in the background. The old lady, who had her dog stolen, looks up at a photo of him, which sits on her kitchen cupboard. She sits at the kitchen table and stirs her cuppa.
More champagne, Dirk?
I'm leaving, Deanna.
Oh, please, please don't leave me. I love you, Dirk. I love you.
That means nothing to me now.
But you said you loved me.
I don't love you, Deanna. You're weak. You're helpless. And frankly, you bore me.
Oh, please, Dirk. What do you want me to do?
I want you to get out of my life.
Cut! What's next, sis?
Scene 11A. Deanna attempts suicide again. 10 minutes.
Whoa! Forgive me, Father.
Hey, Bob. Hold up there, Wonder Muffin. Hey.
What's up, Roy?
Ratings are up another 5.
Ugh. And you guys should give me another raise. Whoa!
Actually, we've got an entirely new contract for you, Bob. 5 years exclusive, with Dirk Drake having his own A-level storyline, 20 minutes guaranteed screen time per episode.
Script approval?
That's a tall order, Bob.
Bob spots Kelly flirting with a floor manager.
When you're on your knees, Roy, everything looks tall.
Remember that, eh?
The floor manager watches Bob go to Kelly's dressing room.
Dirk Drake.
Bob gives him the finger and goes inside.
What a piece of shit this script is. I can't believe I spent 3 years at the Royal Academy just so I could spew this fucking garbage.
I'm a little busy, baby. Do you mind?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working on my next scene.
Oh. Oh, I see. You're preparing using Stanislavski's famous horoscope method. What's so funny?
You.
Oh, come on, Muffin. Take off your robe.
No.
What? You defy me, Deanna?
I'll see you tonight, baby.
Oh, but I'm ready right now, see?
Yes, you are. Mm. You hold on to that little monster. Not too tightly, remember what happened last time.
Hey. That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I know it was, baby.
She kisses him, hands him the magazine she was reading, and then walks away. When Bob looks down, he sees the advert with the bruised Sahara entangled by a snake. Now a film studio.
Come on, man! Get the hell on the set, would you? Yo, Mickey! Think I got the Beach Boys, we're ready. Whenever you are, baby. All right. Guys.
The director approaches.
All right, let's get quiet on the set, please. Thank you.
All right, Beach Boys, settle down and listen up.
Okay, guys, here's the shot, all right? Now, Madonna is going to come walking up the center aisle, right? As she passes you, when you see her, you give a double take, all right? Like, oh, Madonna. Whoa, Madonna. No. I mean, don't say that, but that's what you're acting like, right? Okay, now, first of all, you guys on this side got to be angled this way, all right?
Yeah, stand on this way,
guys.
Fellas.
Over here, angled this way, all right?
We'll angle
right,
this way
great,
a little
thanks.
Bit.
Okay, so she walks by and make it big, big double take, all right? Call rehearsal.
Rehearsal!
Okay, ready and action. And row 1, row 2, row 3, and 4, and 5, and the top. Yeah, great. Guys on the top, that was excellent.
Let's go, brothers. Good
all right,
job.
You were like those guys. Good, thanks. That's the way we're going to do it. Exactly like that, only bigger.
Hey, man, make sure you get a shot of my ass. I've been working on it all week.
Actually, he's right. Make sure all the guys in the front row have the right kind of,
What?
The right kind of ass, right? You know what I'm saying? Can you take care of that?
All right, Beach Boys, turn around!
Mary's on her way down a busy street. She doesn't notice her therapist, Dr. Leuter, sitting in a yellow cab, and he doesn't see her either. At the photo studios, a four-poster bed is being made up.
Very romantic. Sahara, Sahara, let's go, let's go.
Blair goes in to see Mary.
Where is she?
I don't know, Blair.
Well, did she call? Is anybody listening to me? Did Sahara call?
No.
That's it. I am angry. I am very, very angry. Kiki. Kiki!
Yes, yes, darling.
Are you afraid of dogs?
No.
Excellent. Bring in the poodle!
A black poodle jumps eagerly onto the four-poster bed. Kiki, the model, walks over and drops her robe as the dog pants happily. She just stands there in her panties, casting a glance over her shoulder at Blair. Sahara's at home looking distraught as she dials a number on her phone.
This is Bob Ladder. Leave a message.
Hi, it's me. Listen, I was thinking about our fight, and I know that you feel bad, and I feel bad. So I just wanted to call and tell you that I think we can work this out. If I said anything to upset you, I'm sorry. Really, I apologize. As the Crab Princess says in The Little Mermaid, I love you. And I want to see you, so please call me.
She tries to keep herself together as she puts the phone down on the floor. But then she cracks.
Come on, I'm not waiting any fucking longer. Let's go. Z, help me out here, will you?
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm ready.
All right.
Not playing house here. I want quiet.
Bring in Madonna.
Madonna!
The semi-clad Beach Boys applaud Madonna in her polka-dot bikini. Then the director's assistant approaches Joe.
Hey, man, open. Hit the back. Go to the back. Come on, man. You right there. Come here. Well, stand in this spot.
Why do I have to go in the back?
Why?
Yeah, I...
Because your ass looks like a back with a line in it. Now go front to the back or get off the set. Come on, man. Move.
Joe reluctantly moves.
Let's go. All right, we're going to do this. Don't forget to make it big. Real, but big. All right, call it, Zeke.
All right, umbrellas. Play back. Roll those cameras.
Louder, louder.
Madonna slowly makes her way up the studio beach set, making a play for the boys who line the side of the steps. As she slinks past Joe, he does a really overblown double take. Madonna reaches the men at the top of the steps and starts to gyrate.
Guys, what the fuck, huh?
That's a cut!
What did I... That was bigger? You're still concerned about your ass. I'd be concerned about your acting, all right? Tell the guy in the blue Speedo. Get in the fucking back, right now.
In his apartment, Bob checks his messages.
Hey, Bob, it's Joe. I know you're probably in bed shooting heroin with some underwear model, but if you want to have a beer or something, give me a call.
Hi, it's me. Listen, I was thinking about our fight, and I know that you feel bad, and I feel bad.
Hey, are we doing this or not?
Kelly's with him.
You bet your ass we're doing it.
Are you sure? Maybe you want to read your mail next.
Deanna, beware the wrath of Dirk Drake. Look out, here I come.
All right, now what's with the crane, huh?
At the video shoot, Joe is alone backstage.
You know, Biff, sometimes I just want to rip my clothes off in the middle of this set. Beat the fucking shit out of that asshole assistant director. I mean, I can outbox, outrun and outkick his fucking ass, and still I have to take orders from all these stupid sons of bitches that I can't fucking stand it no more. Fuck.
He boxes an imaginary enemy. Then, a little way off, he spots Madonna in her sunglasses lighting a cigarette. She drops out of her high heels and slips her lighter into her bikini bottoms. Awestruck, Joe slicks back his hair and slowly walks towards her.
Excuse me, Madonna? Joe Finnegan. You called me. I tried calling right back, but there was no answer at the number you left.
She slips off her glasses. It's the blowjob girl from the coffee shop.
You really thought it was her, didn't you?
Oh, my God. You look just like her.
I know. I know. I've done her body work for the last two videos.
Really?
What I really want to do is get a contract so I can be in all her videos and maybe even her movies, especially now since the baby.
So where is she?
She did all the close-ups yesterday, so she's probably back in L.A. or Miami. You know, she spends a lot of time there. But you know her, right?
And kick.
Mary's self-defense class.
And gouge. And kick. Okay, position alpha. I want to show you now what to do in the event that you're attacked from behind. This is very important, okay? Somebody want to volunteer? Mary? Come on. Okay, now get behind me. Okay, now I want you to wrap your arms around me as if you're going to attack me from behind, okay? Go ahead.
She puts her arms around his neck.
My hands are free, but it's going to be hard to pull these arms off, right? What's the next closest weapon? Teeth, right? Bite. At the same time, bring up that right leg, deliver a heel smash to the instep. So it's, right? That heel smash will open up this leg, okay, and creating the space here in which I will deliver an elbow to the stomach, okay? Now, why don't you assume that position?
Okay. Doug takes the attacker's position.
Grab you here. Now, give me the bite. Okay. And then the heel smash. Okay. That's going to open me up a little bit, and you're going to give me that. Very good. Okay, try it again.
It's looking a little bit intimate. Back at the video shoot.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Thanks
a lot.
Very good.
All right. Okay,
later. Joe is eavesdropping on the assistant director.
Yeah, but what about AIDS, man? AIDS was created in a laboratory by white Jewish scientists. There's a conspiracy with the FBI, basically, to annihilate the power of the black nation.
This is gonna blow your mind. You know the Holocaust?
Never happened.
Oh, man.
What about all the stories and the pictures?
Shit is fake. It's about as real as your hair. Now, come on, look at this shit. I read a book. Page after page of proof to say that the Jews made the whole Holocaust up. Shit never happened.
Hey, you know, I think I read that same book. You remember the part about slavery in America?
What part is that?
Where the guy proves that all the African Americans that came here in the 1600s actually wanted to come. In fact, most of them paid their own way.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
No, it's true. They heard there were lots of jobs over here picking cotton, which they figured would lead to better jobs as muggers and crackheads, so they just all came rushing over here. Can you believe it? Slavery never existed.
And this shit is not even a little bit funny.
Well, it's at least as funny as what you said about the Holocaust, don't you think?
How's this for funny, Beach Boy? Why don't you get your pail and get out of here? You're fucking fired.
Joe's grin slowly evaporates. It's nighttime over the city. Bob is sitting up in bed next to Kelly.
Mary, I already told you it was the rubber.
The rubber's off now.
Damn right, the rubber's off.
Well?
Hold on. What do you think I am, a machine?
Kelly gets out of bed.
Hey, what are you doing? Come on, Kelly. Get back here. Get back in the bed.
Listen, baby. I know these things happen sometimes. But I gotta know, can you do this or not? Because if you can't, I gotta get on the phone, make some calls, and find somebody who can. Oh. What's the matter, baby? I hurt your feelings?
Actually, Kelly, you did hurt my feelings. Christ, I mean, I like you, right? You make me feel like I'm just a stiff piece of meat to you.
Well, not so stiff really, right?
Just get the hell out of here. Think I want to do this now after what you just said?
You can't do it.
Get on the bed.
No!
Get up!
Get off of me!
He's pulled her down onto the bed, but she's straight back up again, and now putting on her shoes.
See you on set, Dirk.
After self-defense class, Doug joins the ladies in the lift.
So anybody need a ride, I'm headed downtown.
Oh, thanks.
Where are you going, man?
I'm going downtown.
Great.
Anybody else need a ride downtown? I'm
going up. Okay.
Doug closes the lift door.
Big car, ladies. No takers?
The class leaves the building, and Doug guides Mary over to his car whilst the other ladies drift away. As Mary gets in Doug's car, Joe is arriving home. He throws down his keys.
Mary? Mary?
Where is she?
You know, Mary, I gotta say, of all the women who've passed through my classes over the years, you are by far the most courageous and committed.
Thanks, Doug. You're a great teacher. I mean, everybody says so.
Yes and no. A teacher can only do so much. What does your boyfriend do?
Joe is looking at the apartment opposite.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
He's spying with his binoculars.
Jesus Christ.
Now a TV set.
I'm leaving, Deanna.
Oh, please, please don't leave me. I love you, Dirk. I love you.
That means nothing to me now.
You said you loved me.
I don't love you, Deanna. You're weak. You're helpless. And frankly, you bore me.
Oh, please, Dirk. What do you want me to do?
I want you to get out of my life.
Well, what's she gonna do now? Try suicide again.
The old lady who lost her dog gets out of her armchair and heads to the kitchen. She accidentally kicks a tennis ball, which rolls towards an empty dog basket, beside which lies a dog bowl. She pauses for thought. Joe is looking into her living room.
Look like Bob on that TV. Wow, it is Bob.
Doug's car.
And how long have you guys been together?
6 years.
Jump back. Wow. Like a real married couple here. Wow.
No. I don't think either one of us is very interested in marriage.
Well, you know something? Your boyfriend is a very, very lucky guy.
Thank you.
They lean into one another and nearly kiss. But then suddenly Mary realizes what she's doing and immediately jumps out of the car. Joe looks down from his window and sees Mary getting out of Doug's car and crossing the street. Bob is at Sahara's front door.
Baby, what's the matter?
Can I come in?
Of course. What's going on? What is it?
He stops in the middle of the room and turns on a performance.
Well, I've been thinking a lot. I feel it's important to tell you.
What? Don't tell me what.
Well, look, I know what I've been,
No, Bob. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I have, all right. And I feel,
What? What do you feel? What, baby?
He tries to force out a few tears.
Did they pay you?
Nope. But for me, it was worth it.
Oh, that's great, Joe. That's great. You get your first paying acting job ever, and you blow it all by making some stupid comment. That sounds worth it.
I don't want to sound funny, Mary, but a lecture is the last thing that I need right now.
Hey, Joe! Do you think just once you could lift the toilet seat when you take a leak?
What do you mean, just once? I always lift it.
You never do it. Come here, look at this. There's piss all over the seat.
There is not.
Come look.
I'm not going to go in there and look at a drop of piss on a toilet seat.
You admit it.
I do not. Would you get off my case? What's the matter with you?
I'm not on your case. You're just in a bad mood because you know you did something stupid.
Mary climbs into bed.
What, you're going to bed?
Well, it appears that way. Why, is there something on your mind?
Well, it just struck me that we haven't made love for over a month.
Well, it's not my fault.
Well, it's not my fault.
Joe, you have been very depressed lately.
No, I haven't.
You just told me yesterday you felt like your life was going nowhere.
So? I can feel that way and not be depressed.
Well, it's very hard on me dealing with your moods all the time.
Well, it's very hard on me having to wear the rubber all the time.
It's not all the time.
It certainly seems like it.
Fine, we won't use it. I'll just get pregnant. Is that what you want?
Why is it that every time I say I don't want to use a rubber, you accuse me of wanting to get you pregnant?
You said you wanted to have a baby.
Not right now.
When?
Look, let's just stop this discussion right now. I'm in a bad mood. You're in a bad mood. We're stopping. I've stopped.
You make some money and maybe we'll talk about having a kid.
Joe comes out of the bathroom.
Why does it always have to come down to money with you?
Because you don't have any. And let's face it, Joe, I know you're trying to make it as an actor, but you work as a waiter. You still don't even have an agent.
I know I don't have an agent. You think I don't know that?
Don't yell at me.
Well, don't talk to me like I'm a fucking idiot. You think I like being broke all the time? You think I like wearing that cheap tuxedo, serving up salmon and greasy, cheesy sauce? You think I like kissing Dee Dee Taylor's ass so she can get me a job standing around in my bathing suit, which you bought? How do you think that makes me feel? Huh?
He stares out of the window.
Joe, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Okay? Come here.
No.
I know how hard it is on you, Joe. But it's hard on me, too. I feel like everything's on my shoulders. I feel like I'm all alone.
I know. I've got to ask Ernst for more work. That's all there is to it. I've got to find some way to make some more money.
Joe, come here.
He walks slowly to the bed and sits down.
Joe, I love you whether you have money or not, okay? I don't want to argue with you. I came home tonight and I really wanted to see you.
You go ahead and have a drink after class?
No, class went a little later tonight and I hopped in a cab and came home.
Joe shuts his eyes.
Took a cab?
Yeah, I just wanted to get home.
That makes sense.
Trying to hide his distress, Joe gets into bed. One week later, the skyline of Manhattan, dominated by the twin towers of the World Trade Center. At the breakfast table, Joe is looking through a magazine.
Hey Mary, look at this. Look at this woman's underwear. See how it's all sleek and lacy, how it accentuates every part of her body and presents it like a beautiful piece of candy? What's the matter?
Nothing, I'm just listening.
Well, you got a funny look on your face.
Joe, I'm just waiting for you to make your point.
Well, my point is, compare that to men's underwear, which is white, cotton, shapeless, essentially a diaper. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's saying?
All men are babies?
I'm trying to be serious here, Mary. I think this is an important statement about the relationship between men and women.
Good. I think you should write a book about it, and then maybe you can tour the country lecturing at lingerie stores.
Thanks a lot, Mary. That's very funny.
I still need the rent.
I'm picking my check up from Ernst today. I might be a little bit late tonight because I've got an audition.
For what?
Some movie.
Oh.
Dee Dee Taylor called me in.
Well, good luck.
So I guess we're still fighting, huh?
I'm not fighting.
What, no kiss goodbye?
She walks over and pecks him on the lips. Meanwhile, on Passion Crest.
I had an abortion.
So what?
Dirk, how could you be so cruel?
I'm not cruel, Deanna. I'm honest. And I know exactly what you are.
I want to go.
No, you don't.
I want...
You want me. That's what you want.
Cut! 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 Bob, it's all about energy, man. When you grab her, I need to see energy.
What the fuck do you mean?
Sis, be so kind as to tell him what the fuck I mean.
Louder, Carl. Is that what you're saying?
God fucking damn it. I'm coming down. God damn it.
The director storms onto the set and up to Bob. He shoves him.
This is what I'm talking about. You grab her. Like this. Hard. She feels it. You feel it. She's turned on. She's like a hunted animal. Suddenly you pull her to you like this. Oh, I like that. Rip her blouse.
Wardrobe.
Let her know that it's sex. Right now. Whether she wants it or not. Okay, Shakespeare, go nuts. And action.
I had an erection. I mean abortion. Abortion.
All right, come on, Bob. I said action.
Bob is fuming.
Action! What the fuck's wrong with it? Oh, bloody Christ.
He stormed off.
I'm off the show, Roy. No contract, no nothing. Party's over, that's
Bob,
it.
Bob. You're making way too much out of this, man. You just got a little jammed up, that's all. It happens to everybody.
No, we've got a big, big problem here. And I can tell you exactly where it is.
All right, it's Carl, right? You want a new director?
No, it is Dirk and Deanna. Their story is stalled. They keep going in circles, saying the same things over and over. They're not real. There's no movement, no development.
All right, okay. You want development? No problem. Here we go. Okay. They get married. Right? So we do the whole ceremony. And the wedding night. Hot tub, baby oil. You with me? See, you want development? You got it.
You see... I'd go in exactly the opposite direction. Think about this, Roy. The next time Deanna attempts suicide, it works.
That would be funny. Christ, she talks about it enough.
Every single episode.
She kills herself?
She kills herself.
Bob stares at Roy.
She kills herself.
Roy reluctantly shakes Bob's hand.
God. I can't believe how simple that was. Hey, good idea, Roy. Thanks for thinking about it. Hey? I mean it.
Bob heads off and Roy walks on down the corridor just as Kelly's coming in the other direction, nonchalantly playing with a tennis ball.
Kelly!
All right, what is the meter reading?
Blair is preparing for a shoot at the photo studio whilst Mary is making up Sahara.
Oh, I know, I can feel it.
Can you?
Yes,
Mary, he was telling me to just get away and spend some quality time with me.
Oh, your favorite person?
Yeah. With myself, yes. Well, I told you that I'm a very spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
Today my horoscope said... You will look within. That which was lost will be regained.
Oh,
I've regained something, Mary. Someone.
Really? Mm-hmm. That guy you went rollerblading with?
What?
You know, who hit you with his elbow?
Oh, that was an accident. Besides, love is never perfect, Mary. I've learned that, and I'm a much happier person.
Sahara, darling, I need you out here immediately.
As Sahara comes out, a male model is already waiting.
Will everyone please be quiet? I want absolute quiet in this room right now. This is not a game. We are not playing here. I'm sorry to be yelling, but I am very angry.
Not at you, my darlings. You are magnificent, both of you. All right, let's shoot.
Sahara and the male model have stripped to their underpants.
Love. Sensual. Good, Rubio. Almost there. And the stomach. Stomach? You mean those nice, tight, chunky abs? That's it, that's it. Good. All right. Eternity. Good. Eternal love. Almost, almost. Keep going. Give me more. Give me abs. Chunky abs. Let's go. Tighter, tighter, tighter.
Oh, God. Adios!
Rubio, what's the matter? Oh, come on.
Rubio, baby. Baby. What is it? What happened? What's the matter?
The male model is upset and jabbering.
He is deeply, deeply ashamed. He has never, ever released the gas in front of a woman before.
Rubio, Rubio, it's okay. It's okay. I don't mind. Come here, baby. Come here. I don't mind. I mean it.
Sahara embraces Rubio.
I love you. Rubio, no care, no care. Do you understand? No care.
Rubio kneels down in front of Sahara, and she tends to him like a wounded child as Blair grabs her camera. The image of Sahara and Rubio changes to a black and white still. Next, Bob has gone into the dry cleaners.
Mr. Barr, clean, press, hang, no boss.
You're the best, Chang.
Well, I know it.
Here, I've got something for you.
Oh, no.
My old tuxedo.
Mr. Bob.
Come on. I told you I was going to give it to you. Just take it, will you?
Will you sign?
What?
Your name. Sign your name here.
Chang, I'm not going to sign a fucking tuxedo.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bob, you will sign. Souvenir. Remember?
Joe comes in.
Hey, Bob.
Hey! 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 Look at you! Look at
yeah.
That! Look at
this! How are you?
Money.
How are you, man?
I'm great! Hey, did you get my message, man? You never fucking call me!
You bastard! I was gonna call you, but I've been so busy with this goddamn soap.
Oh, yeah. It's going pretty well, huh?
You can't complain, yeah. Just signed a 5-year contract today.
That's great!
Yeah.
5 years!
What about you? Still doing the catering?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm picking up my tux right now. And, check it out.
What's that?
I did a Madonna video. Yeah. She called me at home. Been trying to call her back, but I haven't been able to get through, you know? What? What, you don't believe me? Come over to my house. Come over right now. Come on. Let's go over to my house. I'll play the message for you. I saved the tape. Come on, I'll play it for you.
Hey, that was this chick I know. She does a great Madonna imitation. I said, hey, call my buddy Joe. Say you're Madonna. Leave a fake number. I didn't think she was going to do it.
That was you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. I mean, I'm really sorry.
No.
We should get together sometime.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Come on, let's get together.
All right, I'll give you a call.
Hey, you look good, man.
Hey, likewise.
Bob goes to leave.
Hey, I might be getting married.
Have you been back to class since then?
Well, yeah, but I can barely look at him. I'm still so furious.
Mary, I'm wondering if this enormous anger you have toward Doug is not somewhat misplaced.
What do you mean?
Well, should he be so harshly condemned simply for finding you sexually desirable?
Well, should I be grateful to him for wanting to kiss me? Is that what you're saying?
Mary, I know this is a sensitive subject for you, but please try to remember I'm on your side. I believe that you do indeed have some difficulty in accepting yourself as a beautiful, sexually desirable young woman.
Dr. Loiter, would you please stop saying that?
Why?
Well, honestly, it's just a little weird hearing it from my therapist, that's all.
Yes, I am your therapist, Mary, but I am also a man. And I would be lying to you if I said that I didn't have impulses as both. Do you think my lying to you would be beneficial?
No.
In truth, I've entertained sexual thoughts about you many times during our meetings.
Dr. Loiter.
Let me finish, please.
Okay.
In fact, just a moment ago, while you were speaking, and while I was utterly and professionally engaged in what you were saying, part of me was imagining what your breasts would feel like, naked, in my hands.
Mary looks surprised and then put out.
I think I better leave.
Mary,
no.
Sit down, please. Mary, please. It is imperative that you confront this issue. Mary. Mary.
Dr. Leuter smiles at his next patient who's waiting in reception. Joe is standing on the street. He discards the scrap of paper with Madonna's supposed number on it.
Fucking dog!
Hey! Look, I'm not gonna fucking tell you again! Hey!
See what you made me do?
Take it easy!
Listen to me!
You don't have to hit her!
Who the fuck? Shut the fuck up, asshole!
He pushes Joe into some bins. You're
an asshole, pal.
Yeah, I'm an asshole?
Oh my god!
You wanna get shot, motherfucker, huh? Have fuck face, you wanna get shot?
Go ahead, shoot me.
You get your fucking brain.
Go ahead.
Fucker, huh?
Go ahead, do
you
it.
Fucking shoot,
shoot
you.
Me. Go ahead, ah! Shoot the whole fucking world. We don't care. Go ahead.
Joe squares up to the guy, but he runs off.
Lisa! Come on, baby. Sorry.
Joe picks up his tux and dusts down its wrapper. Now wearing his tuxedo, he approaches Ernst.
Excuse me, Ernst?
What is it?
You're probably going to want to fire me, but somehow I have lost my bow tie.
Jesus. Mary, Joseph, and Moses.
I've looked everywhere for it. It must have fallen out of my bag. I know you're really short tonight, and I feel terrible.
Ernst gets out of his chair.
Come here.
Standing in a grand wood-paneled corridor, he steps up to Joe and gently raises his collar. Then he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a bow tie, which he begins to tie around Joe's neck.
This is called a four-in-hand. Do you know how to tie it?
No, sir. Mine was a clip-on.
Are you on for the lunch tomorrow?
No, I wasn't told.
Put it in your book.
Thank you, Ernst. I'll make sure I have my own tie.
Keep this one. Looks better on you.
A look of tenderness crosses Ernst's face, and he gently brushes back a lock of Joe's hair from his forehead. Joe then goes off to work.
And hit! And hit! Okay. We've got about a minute left. Chantal, why don't you come up to the front?
Doug, could someone else go? I don't feel that good today.
Well, Chantal, I mean, RRQ is one of the lowest in the class. I really feel right now if we go for it, we can probably bring up 25 points. What do you say? Come on.
Watched by Mary, Chantel goes to the front of the class and stands in front of Doug.
Okay, now, just relax. Come on, Big Mama. I got something for you right here, Big Mama. It's all yours, Big Mama. Come on, come on. Okay. That's all right. You all right? It's okay.
Weeping, she goes back into the group.
Remember, tears are an entirely appropriate response. Okay? Mary, why don't you come up?
Mary joins Doug.
How have you been?
Good.
You seem a little upset about something, okay?
Never better.
Okay. So why don't you turn around and show me that sweet little cupcake ass of yours? Come on.
Mary lashes out. She hits him where it hurts. Mary smiles broadly. The old lady is watching Passion Crest.
So what?
Dirk, how can you be so cruel?
I'm not cruel, Deanna. I'm honest. And here, I brought you something.
Bob holds out a gun.
I love you, Dirk.
Kelly holds the gun to her head as Bob sneers.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God. She finally did it.
She freeze frames Bob's face on the video. Now Joe is running up a flight of stairs. He goes through a door with a sign saying auditions in progress.
Hi, Joe Finnegan. I have 7:45.
They just took the 8 o'clock.
Sorry.
You're going to have to wait.
Joe takes a script from the snotty receptionist and sits down. Now Mary arrives home.
Joe?
She checks the answer phone.
Hi, Mary, it's Sahara. You're not gonna believe this, but I think I'm getting married. I know, it's crazy, but I'm in love. Okay, give me a call. Okay, bye.
Joe and Mary, quite contrary. Some might call them adversaries. Nonetheless, I must confess, she's the one I love the best. I'll see you tonight.
An actor comes out of the audition.
Great script. Really good.
I will talk to you,
thanks,
all right?
Thanks, Dee Dee. Big kiss. Big one.
Mwah. See you, Larry.
See you, Larry.
Great to see you, Lawrence.
Next, please.
Finnegan.
Joe comes out onto a stage in his tux. Dee Dee is in the stalls with two men.
Joe Finnegan. I told you I thought you should see.
I'd like two white wines and a Bloody Mary.
Frankly, Costa, would I.
Joe, why are you wearing a tuxedo?
Sorry, Miss Taylor. I just got off work. I didn't have time to change.
Joe, most of these parts are already cast. But since you are the last one, we are going to let you read the Nick and Shelley scene. All right, now, that is Tina. She's going to be reading with you.
It's the Madonna stand-in.
I know you. The Madonna video. Don't you remember? You thought I really was Madonna.
Oh, my God. You look completely different. You changed your hair.
Yeah, I'm back to my real color.
Okay. It's fairly simple. You are a serial killer.
A very sexy serial killer.
She thinks that you love killing more than you love her, so she grabs the gun that you have just used to kill her father and mother and sister and brother.
I really don't think the brother. It's too much.
No, you need the brother. He's symbolic.
Would you two please just mind saving this? I will make this decision. All right? Anytime you're ready.
I love you, Shelley. Give me the gun.
You don't love me.
I do.
Tell me one thing that you love about me. Tell me.
I love your hair. I love your breath. Your skin, your eyes. I love your smile. Your touch. I love the way you fall asleep at night. Holding my finger. Please.
Dee Dee and the others are captivated.
Changed some of the lines there, Joe.
I'm sorry, I got a little lost. Thanks.
No, wait.
We'll just ask, of course.
I'll find out.
Joe, we'd like to see something else now, something with a little different tone.
Right now?
Anything you want, Joe. We just want to get some idea of your range.
Do you have anything, Joe?
You know, Biff, sometimes I just want to rip my clothes off in the middle of that store and outbox that goddamn merchandise manager.
Joe tears off his bow tie as if it were choking him.
I mean, I can outbox, outrun, and outlift anybody in that store. And still, I have to take orders from those common, petty sons of bitches till I can't stand it anymore.
He takes off his jacket.
You see, Biff, everybody around me is so false. I'm constantly lowering my ideals.
He drops the jacket. There are tears in Tina's eyes.
Oh.
You see? I told you my instincts were never wrong. That was very good, Joe. Very, very good. Bravo!
Now, a shaven-headed waitress carries a tray of drinks through the crowded TNA club, which is filled with gorgeous and glamorous people. Tina and Joe are there as well. Joe leans over to a long-haired young man sitting next to him.
Hey, I just got a part in a movie. I still can't believe it. My first part in a movie.
They all loved you, Joe. You were so great.
I was great. Well, you know, you were great. I mean, I don't know why you're not acting in it.
No, I'm not an actress, Joe. I know that now.
What about standing in for Madonna?
Blonde, black, back to blonde. My hair couldn't take it anymore.
I think your hair looks great this way. Yeah. He looks great.
Tina kisses him.
I wanted to do that all night.
A waitress brings a drink.
Hey, I just got a part in a movie.
That's incredible.
She heads off again.
A friend of mine told me about this place. You see all these waitresses? They're all models. Oh, high-class models.
Tina starts to kiss him passionately, and he returns her kisses.
You're so sexy, Joe. I want you right now.
Oh, Tina, I want you too.
When you said those things you loved about me, it felt like you really meant it, like you were really talking to me.
Wow, this is crazy.
I know.
This is crazy.
Let's go back to my place.
No. Boy, I'd really like to, but
I like you too, Joe.
No, no, I mean, I gotta go.
You gotta go?
I'm sorry, Tina. You be all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be all right.
He shakes hands with her.
It's good to see you again, Joe.
You too, Tina.
Joe heads off across the dance floor. His head bobs up once more as he waves goodbye. City traffic fills the streets. The skyline is awash with light. Mary is asleep in bed.
Mary.
Joe.
I got the part.
Did you?
A part in a film. And there's money.
Joe. Joe, that's fantastic. Joe. 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 Do I have a sexual problem?
Are you crazy?
Dr. Loiter said I had a sexual problem because I didn't want to hear his fantasies about me.
What fantasies?
He said he was a man and wondered what my breasts would feel like naked in his hands.
Well, I'm a man and he's going to wonder what my fist feels like naked in his face.
Joe, you don't think I have a sexual problem?
Hell no.
But even you said I wasn't spontaneous.
Well, did I? Oh, come on, Mary. I meant both of us.
You're still attracted to me?
Of course I am.
We haven't made love in over 2 months.
I know that. You kidding? I'm very aware of that. Maybe you're not attracted to me.
How can you say that?
Maybe you're attracted to guys like your self-defense teacher and his big fancy BMW.
Joe, I am very attracted to you.
I'm very, very, very attracted to you, Mary.
I am very, very, very attracted to you, Joe.
She pulls him down onto the bed and they start pawing at one another's clothes as they kiss. Joe reaches for the bedside lamp and manages to break it. Later, the pair are lying in bed panting.
Jesus Christ.
Joe, you are incredible.
Hey, what about you? A little rabbit? A little sex rabbit?
Carrot boy.
Oh.
Hey, how did you know my teacher had a BMW?
Does he?
Yeah.
take a guess. Sorry about the rubber. Think we'll be okay?
I don't know. I hope so.
They smile at one another. Mary turns over to go to sleep, wrapped in Joe's arms. Her hand slides over to his, and she wraps her fingers around his index finger. Outside their apartment building, a purple haze has settled into the night sky. Now it's sunrise, and Sahara's making breakfast for Bob.
Good morning. How do you like your eggs, baby?
Over easy.
Alrighty. Over easy it is. Everything's gonna be easy from here on out. And you know what I've decided? For the wedding, I'm gonna go back to my real color. Brunette again. I haven't been a brunette in years. I don't know how long. Besides, that's the real me anyway. Who more would you want than the real me? Right, Bob? Nothing more than just absolutely me. I feel so comfortable with you. I'm so excited about this wedding.
The old lady comes out of her apartment building and walks down the front steps. She stops and looks up the street. A smile slowly breaks out over her face. Trotting down the sidewalk towards her is her dog.
Eddie!